Welcome to episode one of the Modern Boss Podcast. A modern boss is an individual who is willing to accept that it all rises and falls on them. No matter what circumstances they were born into, are going through, or have been through, they decide to be a victor to them and not a victim of them. They feel an incredible duty to have a positive impact on the world around them and to leave it a better place than when they arrived. He or she is committed to constantly evolving, growing, and learning. They understand that they are different from the norm and actually revel in that fact. The modern boss is a 21st century badass, a crazy ass dreamer, and is ready to go out and actually make shit happen. Welcome to the podcast. So guys, the whole idea of this podcast is to share and show the entrepreneurial journey. There are so many podcasts that I listen to which are amazing, which have so much value, such incredible content, the best speakers on earth. But there's such a focus on entrepreneurship as have already achieved massive things. And they do focus on the journey and they do focus on the stories. But I really wanted to create a podcast that focuses solely on that. You know, give people an opportunity to share what they're going through when they're actually going through it, in order to propel and inspire other people to look at their lives maybe a little bit differently. So a modern boss is an individual who is willing to accept that it all rises and falls on them. And now that's a scary thought, but when you come to terms with the fact that it all rises and falls on you, you completely take responsibility of your own life, your own choices, your own consequences, you know, your own finances, your own nutrition, your own relationships, your own travel experiences, the way that you conduct yourself, your mindset, your happiness, your choices. When you take 100% responsibility of those things, you transform into a modern boss. And someone who's an entrepreneur in the 21st century, the only way you're going to succeed is by understanding that self-responsibility and allowing the understanding that it all rises and falls on you is the only way to succeed nowadays. I said no matter what circumstances you are born into, are going through, or have been through, you decide to be a victor to them and not a victim. Essentially, every single successful person I've ever heard on any personal development podcast, on any business podcast, talking to entrepreneurs in person, to any event or large-scale educational seminar I've ever been to, this is a common theme. People decide to be a victor to their circumstances and not a victim. And I think in the world that we live in today, so many people choose, and it is a choice, to become a victim to the things that have happened to them. And I know so many people who have gone through the most traumatic experiences, you know, things I couldn't even imagine going through myself, who have either used those to shape their life in a positive way and decide, you know, these are the reasons why I must do this, why I need to do this, not to have that victim mentality and not to fall into these things happen to me, which is why I can't do these things. This is an absolute choice. This comes down to the individual deciding again to have total self-responsibility for their own happiness, for their own journey, and really understanding that that victor or victim is a total choice. They feel an incredible duty to have a positive impact on the world and to leave the world a better place than when they arrived. And I know you guys hear that so often with people saying, you know, leave the world a better place, you know, leave a legacy. What does that really mean? You can impact the world in seemingly insignificant moments. You just have absolutely no comprehension on how one seemingly insignificant positive action can have an impact on the lives of the people around you and the world around you on a larger scale. And people always assume it's huge, massive things that create massive change, but it's actually tiny, at the moment seemingly insignificant things stacked up on one another, scaled over a long amount of time, that actually creates massive change. That could be choosing how you greet people. That can be choosing how you interact with people who might have pissed you off. That can be choosing who to talk to. That can be choosing how you interact with people on social media. Again, seemingly insignificant in the moment, but you can have a huge impact. You know, I'm at a funny place in my life where I understand how little I really matter in the big scheme of things. Like, if I was to die tomorrow, you know, my wife would be really upset. My family would be super upset. You know, I'd have a good day on social media, maybe a good week, maybe a year down the track when a memory pops up, someone will share that. But outside of the next week, really the impact I have on the world as a human being right now isn't huge. But I also, on the flip side, understand how important I am and how important it is to be a real preacher of positivity and a real optimist in the world that we currently live in. I'm really hating this trend of seeing people talk about how fucked up of a world we live in. We're living in the safest, most positive, time with most opportunity in all of human existence. It just seems worse because you're choosing to focus on all the negative shit that people are spouting out on social media, regardless of searching for your own positivity, or if you can't find any, becoming their own positive change. He or she is committed to constantly evolving, growing, and learning. And I can tell you, I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on my own personal and professional development over the last 5 or 6 years. And the ROI on that investment, I mean, even just from a monetary, a financial standpoint, has been massive. But these things, this growing, this evolving, this learning, most people stop learning when they leave school. They never pick up another book where they learn from again unless they have to. But people who go and choose to further their education, and quite often this education is internal, it's how their brain works, it's the actions they choose to take, it's how to be happier, it's how to be healthier. These are the people who again are creating that massive change on a massive impact globally. These are people who are not willing to stay the way that they are. They look ahead 10 or 20 or 40 years in the future and they think that if I'm the same person then than I am now, something has gone terribly wrong. But again, they don't just sit back and wait for that change to happen. They go out and they make it happen. They understand that they are different and they actually revel in the fact that they stand out from the norm. If you were to write a list of the average human being on earth, and you rated their happiness, their financial status, their success, their relationships, their travel experience, their mental state of being, their spirituality, their health, their nutritional knowledge, and you voted that as a total average of the average person in the world, would you want to be like the average person? You know, I for one would not. So they actually learn to love the fact that they do stand out, that they do things different, and they understand that doing something different from the norm is actually a positive thing. The modern boss is a 21st century badass. They're a crazy ass dreamer. You know, these things are so important. And I really think a badass in the 21st century isn't the same as the typical cutthroat, fancy dude, you know, the salesperson of the 90s and the early 2000s. That is totally out of here. A modern day 21st century badass is someone who is compassionate, who is kind, who is sharing and preaching positivity, who is giving their gifts to the world, who is sharing authentically and allowing themselves to be vulnerable, not putting these masks on and hiding their true self behind closed doors. They're a crazy ass dreamer, and again, this is so important. But these dreams aren't just dreams in the distance. They're not just things that they wish they could work towards. They're things that they're focusing on and they're actively working toward at every single moment. Every significant achievement in all of human history is because one person acted on a dream. How many people thought of Uber? How many people thought of every single entrepreneurial or business endeavor to ever have existed? How many people sat on that idea and waited 10 or 20 years and looked back and thought, I had that idea. Why the fuck didn't you do anything with it? Every single person has some idea wrapped up in that brain of theirs that could absolutely change the world for the better. It's whether you're courageous enough to go out and work on that. And that's why a modern boss is ready to go out and actually make shit happen, not just talk about it and not just look back and say, I wish I did that. There is no worse thought in my head right now than getting to the age of 80 or 90 and looking back and having regrets. I cannot imagine looking back and being like, I wish I did this. I wish I tried that. I wish I had enough courage to go and do this. I cannot think of a worse feeling than looking back and resenting that I wasted this precious life. I just can't imagine anything worse than that right now. So guys, I'm so excited to start this podcast and get episode 1 on the air. I've got some amazing interviews lined up with some incredible people. I'll be dropping new episodes every single Thursday New Zealand time. Every week there's going to be a focus on something different. Every week I'm going to be trying to give you guys as much value and as much amazing content as humanly possible. I thank you guys for listening to episode 1. Thank you so much, and I hope you decide to join me on the road to becoming a modern boss. Peace.